Hello and welcome to this week's edition of the Organist on Course. My name's Damon Cox, and on this week's show, well, it's a bit of a mixed bag and a chance for me to tell you about what I got up to at the weekend on the Sidamar Organ Society's Northern District Convention. Plus, free new CDs. Yes, you hear me correctly, free new CDs and tracks, all of which will be on the show. But to get things up, let's start off with a track from Mark Laughlin from his one and only CD. I think it's about time that he did another one, to be honest. But this CD is recorded on the beautiful Free Manual 9 Rank Wurlitzer in the Neu Pendra in Tauinn. And what a better way to start off the show than with a rousing march called The Spirit of Youth. Lively march there, The Spirit of Youth, as played by Mark Laughlin on the Tauinn Wurlitzer. Well, let's start off by taking a look at the three new CDs that have fallen into my archive. The first one is a new release and the first release of young international star David Gray. And from reading the CD notes, it seems like David had a tough time getting his first project off the ground and therefore decided to release this as his first instead. It's recorded on the Dennis Unk Residence Organ in Erie in Pennsylvania, hence the title Eerily British. The organ has got 3 manuals and 21 ranks, and is mostly Wurlitzer, although a couple of other ranks of pipes from various makes do creep in, but that doesn't hinge the sound at all. David plays a well-balanced selection of traditional theatre organ music, so everything from Rodgers and Hart to Duke Ellington to such standards as When You Wish Upon a Star, People, Vanessa, etc., etc. The CD is available from David directly if you can pin him down for the price of £15, although having said that, at the convention he did sell out straight away, so you may be waiting for some time. It's a real pity that David doesn't have a website set up where you can buy these directly, but I'm sure that if you look hard enough you will come across one for sale. Anyway, the track I've decided to play for the show is David's re-recording of that great George Wright arrangement of that Oriental song called Sherry. David Gray there with Sherry, showing off some of the more delicate sounds of the Dennis Unk Residence organ. Now, the second CD that I got on the convention was completely unbeknown to me, in the fact that it had only been out a couple of days, to the point where it's not even available to buy online yet. However, it shall be. It's a new release by Howard Beaumont, who's decided to record the Mighty Wurlitzer in the New Victoria Centre in Howden-le-Weir. It's got beautiful three-manual 19-rank Wurlitzer. This 19-track CD will be available for the price of £10, and as soon as it's available to buy from MSS Studios, I will put the link on the website. The album is called Romantic Pipes, and features plenty of lovey-dovey songs as well as some classic big band hits which Howard enjoys to play. Well, for this show I've decided to play a rumba-style tune. It's the film theme from Here to Eternity. Thank you. Howard Beaumont there from Here to Eternity on his new CD recorded at the New Victoria Centre in Howden-le-Weir. Now, whilst on the convention in the north, I spent some time talking to Bill Cole, who is, of course, writing and just finished the George Wright biography. It's 600-odd pages and has taken Bill 4 years to complete. And that is now available to buy online, as it's just gone off to its printers. Bill has just released a new CD of George Wright called Back to School and features George at the Grant Union High School Wurlitzer. This CD is a bit more for the organ nuts, as it's not a traditional track list. There's interviews with George Wright and people to do with the organ, as well as a Grant Union High School radio show where George is at the organ and there's lots of narrating going on. It's a very interesting CD, and if you're interested in proper theatre organ nerdy stuff like I am, it's well worth the buy. And there is a couple of normal tracks on there as well. And that's one of the tracks I've decided to play. It's George in typical jazzy mode with Love Me or Leave Me. George Wright there with Love Me or Leave Me on the new CD Back to School, and that's available to buy online over in this country for the popular price of £15. I'll put a link down to all the sites I can in the description, although please bear with me if Howard's one isn't available at the time of release of this show. Well, the Northern Convention was well worth my trip going up, and I have to congratulate Richard Stevenson on such a wonderful job he did of organising all of the venues, all of the artists, and keeping everybody together on that on the 4 days. Well, we visited and heard a lot of people, and I thought I'd play you just a couple of things to demonstrate what we heard, although none of it was recorded on the convention. Simon Gledhill was one artist who we heard, and he did a concert at the New Victoria Centre in Howden-le-Weir, who we've just heard a track of from Howard Beaumont. Simon played live in concert a couple of pieces he recorded on his CD he made there in 2011, and this was one of them. It's a delightful novelty number called Rotten Row. Thank you. The crisp sounds there of the new Victoria Centre in Howden le Weir, its beautiful Wurlitzer, are in the hands of Simon Gledhill. And that concert of Simon was absolutely impeccable. Not one foot wrong, not one missed note. It was spot on. The creme de la creme of British theatre organ entertainment. The end of the convention was with a concert given by USA artist Dave Wickerham, and this was the first time I'd ever heard an American artist perform live in concert. I was completely blown away by this. I mean, words cannot describe how brilliant his performance was and how much diversity and expression he got from just 12 ranks of Wurlitzer pipes. So let's listen now to an example of Dave playing a organ in the States, with a beautiful film theme played in his unique style, and it's called The Windmills of My Mind. The unique stylings there of Dave Wickerham blowing the socks off with The Windmills of My Mind. Well, it's nearly the end of this week's show, and one highlight for me, and a guilty pleasure really, is to hear the Tal Ballroom Blackpool Wurlitzer in concert in full Blackpool mode. And Phil Kelsall did the honours of that. I've always liked the Blackpool style, and I always will. No matter how many people try to convince me that I shouldn't do, I always will. So, tough luck to you. I decided to play this selection of Phil playing some Harry Warren numbers, taken from the score of 42nd Street. There's three quick steps in the selection, Young and Healthy, Lullaby of Broadway, and the hit song from the show, 42nd Street. Thank you. Phil Kelsall there giving the Tower Ballroom Whirl It's a workout in 1991 with those three from the pen of Harry Warren from the show 42nd Street. Well, I'm afraid that's all we got time for on this week's show. You can join me next Thursday at 8 p.m. for another variety of theatre organ tracks from around the world. So from me, Damon Cox, all the best, all the time, take care.